South Florida. Keep the 313 clear. The fun and sun capital of the world.
Ready?
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Live from the 2010 Global Pet Expo.
Let's talk pets.
Hi, everyone. This is Rona broadcasting live from the Global Pet Expo, and I'm at the Stella and Chewy's booth with Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Rona.
Nice to meet you, too. I love the name of this product, Stella and Chewy's. It's so cute. Tell me a little bit about your product, please.
Okay. Well, Stella and Chewy are my dogs, actually, so that's who it's named after. And Stella and Chewy's is an all-natural diet. It's based on a raw diet, the philosophy that dogs should eat like they did in the wild, or they would in the wild. And so we have a frozen diet and we have a freeze-dried. We have freeze-dried treats, and you can see the full diets over there. Freeze-drying is the only way that you can have a raw diet and also have it be dry. So it takes the moisture out while it's still frozen. A lot of technical stuff.
Okay, that's wonderful. It sounds very healthy for your pets. Where can people buying Stella and Chewy products?
Stella and Chewy's is sold at the independent retailers, like the higher end independent retailers, your local pet stores. We're not in like a PetSmart or
maybe like a Petco or
something. Yeah, we're not in Petcos or PetSmarts, but we are in the independents. And you also could buy it online. We have different e-tailers that sell it. And if you go to our website, which is www.stellaandchewys.com, we have a store directory and it will direct you to the nearest store in your neighborhood.
Okay, great. And that's Stella and Chewy's, and Chewy's is spelled C-H-E-W-Y-S, right?
Yes, thank you for noticing.
StellaandChewy's.com. Right. Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rona broadcasting live from the Global Pet Expo, and I'm here with Eve Adamson. Hi, Eve.
Hi.
So, tell me something. You have a new book out called Pets Gone Green. That sounds fabulous and so appropriate today for today's marketplace. Tell me about the book.
Well, this book is about how to live a more eco-friendly life, specifically in terms of your pet. The book covers everything from how to compost cat litter, which some people think you can't do, all the way to the most eco-friendly companies that you can buy pet products from, or ways to recycle or reuse pet products or make your own so that you aren't spending all your money on buying new things.
What a wonderful idea. Where can people find your book?
It is widely available in all major bookstores or online, and I think it's really relevant right now. As I've been walking around the show looking at products, green is such a big trend, and one of the things I've been investigating is whether it's really a trend or whether companies are just saying it's a trend, because I want the consumer to know when something's really green or when it's not really green and the company is just saying it is. And so I've been looking at that, and I've been so impressed with the way so many companies are stepping up and really genuinely making their products eco-friendly, using some of their profits for initiatives to help animals and to help the world. And it's really nice to see the industry being so generous and so eco-friendly in so many different ways. And a lot of those companies are mentioned in the book as well. So I think it's really a sea change. It's a new attitude in the consumer world and in the retail world of pets. Green is really in.
You mentioned that people can buy the book online, too, at some websites. Anyone in particular?
Oh, well, you know, like Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And then stores can contact the Bowtie Press to carry it in their stores as well. So we're hoping to get the book into a lot of small mom-and-pop type of pet stores that are purposely trying to include more eco-friendly and natural products.
Okay, great. And do you have a website?
I do. It's www.eveadamson.com. That's E-V-E-A-D-A-M-S-O-N. I write a lot of books on pets and also books for people about health and holistic health and all kinds of things. So check it out and you can see all the things I've written.
Great. Thanks for your time, Eve.
Thank you.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rona broadcasting live from the Global Pet Expo, and I have Susan, and she's with Pet Project for Pets. Hi, Susan. Can you tell me a little bit about Pet Project?
Sure. Hi. Pet Project for Pets provides pet food, pet supplies, and pet medications to people who are terminally ill, seniors, disabled, handicapped, people who are out of work, so that they could keep their pets. We're a step before a shelter for many animals. We keep them in their homes.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, I see you're based in South Florida. Is that your the only location right now?
We are located in Broward County. We service both Broward and Dade counties in Southeast Florida. Hopefully someday, with the help of a huge pet food company, we can expand nationwide.
That's wonderful. So, Susan, what about if people are interested in Pet Project, but they want to maybe donate for the animals? Can they do something like that?
Yes. On our website, www.petprojectforpets.org, you can donate. You can come on board as a volunteer. We could use all the help we can get.
Okay, great. Sounds wonderful. Have a great time at the show.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.